It is Friday, August 16th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Israel now says that they will allow Representative Rashida Tlaib to visit the country, but only as a private citizen. Meanwhile, an ex-Blackwater contractor is sentenced to life in prison for his part in a 2007 massacre of Iraqi civilians. And lastly, Trump wants to buy Greenland. You heard that right, folks. Greenland.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Israel announced on Friday that it would allow Representative Rashida Tlaib to enter the country as a private citizen to conduct a, quote, humanitarian visit to her 90-year-old grandmother in the West Bank, reversing an earlier decision to bar her amid pressure from Donald Trump. The announcement on Tlaib came hours after Israel banned her and fellow Muslim Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, apparently in response to Trump, who tweeted that the two, quote, hated Israel and all Jewish people, and that Israel, quote, would show great weakness by letting them visit. The ban has been denounced by Democrats and several Republicans. Even AIPAC, the powerful pro-Israel lobby group, tweeted that every member of Congress should be able to visit. There was no word on whether Israel has changed its position on Omar, a Somali-born American. She had been scheduled to arrive on Saturday in Israel, where she and Tlaib planned to tour the West Bank and visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. The AP reports that a former Blackwater security contractor was sentenced Wednesday to life in prison for his role in the 2007 shooting of unarmed civilians in Iraq that left 14 people dead. Prosecutors charged that Nicholas Slatton, 35, was the first to fire shots in the September 2007 massacre of Iraqi civilians at a crowded traffic circle in Baghdad. In all, 10 men, 2 women, 2 boys, ages 9 and 11, were killed. In 2014, a jury convicted Slatton and 3 other contractors who were part of a 4-vehicle convoy that was protecting State Department personnel in the area. An appeals court overturned that conviction, saying Slatton should have been tried separately from the other 3 men. Federal Judge Royce Lamberth, in issuing the life sentence, dismissed much of Slatton family's claims that he was a scapegoat for international political considerations, saying the jury got it exactly right. This was murder.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Two unnamed sources told the Wall Street Journal on Thursday that Donald Trump has been asking his White House counsel about buying Greenland, an autonomous nation that belongs to Denmark. Trump reportedly wants both Greenland's natural resources and so he can have a Louisiana purchase of his own, though it's unknown how seriously he plans on pursuing the idea or if he knows anything about the Louisiana purchase in the first place. The Journal reports that some of Trump's advisors support the idea, while others dismissed it as a strange fantasy that will never actually happen. Unnamed sources say that even if Trump is serious, the White House doesn't have a clue as to how they would go about making the purchase. Trump is going to Denmark in September, but the Journal reported that the trip is unrelated to his odd fascination with this melting island populated by 60,000 people. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A Fox News poll released Thursday showed Trump losing head-to-head matchups against 4 of the top Democratic presidential primary contenders. The poll found Trump with 39% amongst registered voters in head-to-head matchups against Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and 38% support against Joe Biden. Politico is reporting that top officials in the State Department were overly political in treating other State Department staffers, claiming that they were disloyal based upon their suspected political views. Lastly, Beto O'Rourke told MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell on Thursday that he will not in any scenario run for the United States Senate. What a waste.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.